This is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey 89.9 KGRG. Did I miss one there? I
think. Mike and Mickey After Dark.
Oh, After Dark. Okay. This is Joe Chip, and you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG.
Newcast.
Would have waited an eternity for this.
It is Monday, October 24th here at Green River College, and episode 64 of Mike and Mickey After Dark, sponsored by the Jet City Comic Show and broadcasting live on 89.9 KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. Listen online and on demand using the brand new KGRG-FM app, and we're always streaming on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and the recently relaunched KGRG.com. Mike and Mickey After Dark is the show where we do like we do every Monday night, taking your late night requests and giving you a little something extra.
Y'all want this party started, right?
Yep.
Y'all want this party started quickly, right?
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Dude, I'm awesome. How are you?
Great.
That's great. I'm really happy to hear that.
Me too. How can people get a hold of us?
Dude, they can call us 253-833-5004, or they can tweet at us at KGRGFM.
Fantastic. That's where we're going to be live tweeting all the way until midnight tonight. So use the hashtag MMAD to keep up with all the madness. Oh, man. You know, and we say this every week. It's true. We say it every week. But it is going to be a jam-packed show tonight, and we have so much to get to. But first, let's give someone else a chance to talk, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's say hi to the rest of the Mamad cast.
Hi.
Wow. So from the recesses of the newsroom, I hear DJ Audible Sniff himself, a.k.a. alias Mouse Rat, a.k.a. Intern Hunter.
Hey, guys.
It's him.
It's me.
The champ is here. How you doing tonight, homie?
I am here. I am in the moment, and I'm ready for tonight.
You're like, I'm glowing. I'm ready.
All right, my mind is ready. My body is ready. Let's do this.
Yes.
Well, joined in the newsroom is intern to the stars, the promotions director for KGRG. Give it up for Intern Wednesday, everybody.
Dun,
dun, dun. I love it.
Yeah, we need to task you interns with making that so that we can put it in the box thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And I can hit that for you. That is
when you
a
have
thing.
An intro.
That is the thing we can do for you. So,
yes.
So how you doing?
I'm living.
Yeah?
So far, I'm making it.
You living right? You living clean?
I so far.
Dope.
Thumbs up.
A+.
That's a 10.
So, quick programming note before we get too terribly far.
Yeah.
We've been hyping this all week, but I just wanted to give you all a heads up that we'll be discussing the new Rocky Horror Picture Show next week during our Halloween spooktacular on Halloween night.
I can't wait.
So come up to the lab and see what's on the slab.
So after doing some thinking, planning, and some soul searching, we realized that that would be a better fit for our Halloween show, and yeah, but because we have a lot of stuff to talk about with that, because it was great.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, hey Mickey,
hey Mike,
what do we got going on tonight? What is in the Mamad Ledger?
So after this, we're going to get on our little cowboy boots and do our weekend roundup. Woo-hoo. Then we're going to talk about our pledge drive show, which happened this weekend, and we have quite a bit to say about that, and it is incredibly exciting. Afterwards, we have geek history. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to talk a little bit about Wonder Woman. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, something really cool happened last week that I'm dying to share with
you guys. And then we have something completely different. We have Hunter's brand new segment.
Yay!
Yay.
And we will introduce that a little bit later tonight. Mm-hmm. It is a big surprise, and I'm so excited for
it. Yeah, I'm really excited. I got a sneak preview of what was going on, and I think it's going to be...
Yes.
Oh, you guys flatter me so.
Yeah, it's It's going to be a fun one.
Then we're going to get on our PJs, have a little slumber party. Then we're going to be giving you guys a sweet interview with Jason from Comic Book Characters for Causes.
Great
Pretty
job.
Pretty sweet. He's going to be making an appearance at Jet City Comic Show, isn't he?
Yep. And speaking of Jet City Comic Show, not to trample on you too terribly much, when we get to Today in Geek History, we have some exciting announcements coming out of Jet City Comic Show, but also, this is the show where we are giving you two-day passes to the Jet City Comic Show returning to the Tacoma Convention and Trade Center November 5th and 6th. That's a Saturday and a Sunday. It's going to be great.
Not only will Jason be there, but we will be there.
Yep.
Whoa. Looking for the KGRG shirts.
Pretty much. Yeah, we're going to be cosplaying as
DJs.
College radio DJs.
Oh, man. And then we got some shout-outs. And then we're going to end the night with Big Ol' Smiles.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, are there promotional opportunities that we can tell folks about?
We are giving away some tickets. Tickets to NoFX.
When's that show going to be?
I don't have that information, Mike. Do you?
Yeah.
You're such an adult.
I don't have anything prepared. Actually, you know what? Promotions director, intern Wednesday. When's that NoFX show?
November 3rd.
Ooh, good job.
And that's at Soto.
You got it.
Wow.
Good job. Yes. Showbox and KGRG proudly presents NoFX Thursday, November 3rd at the Showbox Soto. We will be giving away tickets to that. I have... What? Sold out! Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you. That didn't make it into my notes. Sold out. The sold out NoFX concert.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, NoFX playing with Pairs and Useless ID. Your chance to get into that sold out show is going to be right here on Mike and Mickey After Dark, coming up very, very shortly. And actually,
yes.
all of that and more.
Yes.
On tonight's all-new episode of Mike and Mickey After Dark, if you want to join the party, call us up at 253-833-5004. That, my friends, is the number you need to lock into your phones or tweet us at KGRGFM for those late night and after dark requests.
You can't beat it with a stizzy.
So starting us off and setting the tone, here's Sellout from NoFX. And your first ticket time is right now, 253-833-5004. You can win passes to that sold-out jam show, and we'll give you Haunted Forest and Jet City and all that other stuff. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark.
Except next to you in the vintage still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I hate drugs. God bless my fucking edge.
Join us this month as we celebrate Edge Day, October 17th. As we talk about and celebrate edge culture, play straight edge songs, and talk about how sick it is to be straight edge. So make sure to stand with us in edge appreciation. Or don't. I don't care. We're not like pieces of shit or anything. Do what you want. But whatever you do, make sure to listen to Dead Air every Thursday night from 10 to midnight on KGRG-FM.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electro-synth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
The Jet City Comic Show returns to the Tacoma Convention Center November 5th and 6th. Packed with games, guests, and events for fans and families. For a shot at free two-day passes, be sure to listen Monday nights to Mike and Mickey After Dark and The Buzz Wednesday through Friday mornings. For more information, you can visit JetCityComicShow.com, The Jet City Comic Show, November 5th and 6th.
Hey, this is Nick from Knuckle Puck, and you're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Guess what? The ticket lines are still open, 253-833-5004. If you want to go see NOFX along with Pairs and Useless ID. But we don't want the airwaves. We don't want the airwaves by Useless ID. Weekend Roundup is next. Stick around. This is Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG FM.
Do you guys know what time it is?
It is time for us to do like we do at this time every week. It is the Weekend Roundup.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
That's cowbell sounds, and then yeehaw, cow sounds, and neigh. That's a horse that they're riding.
Lassos. And bling 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 bling. Cowbells.
They giddy up, and there's a sunset, and then drop. Weekend roundup.
Wow.
What does a cowgirl say?
You're gonna want that cowbell.
89.9 KGRG FM, you're listening to Mike and Mickey After Dark, and this is the Weekend Roundup,
where
we talk about what we've been up to more or less since we signed off the air last week.
We're cowboying up.
Definitely. So, got a fistful of things to go through. Not all of them are especially positive. But yeah, so...
The death toll is catastrophic.
No.
We'll get to that in a minute.
That drop is so sad.
I know. So let's start in the newsroom, and we'll talk to the eager alias Mouse Rat as he is standing anxiously awaiting to attack the microphone and tell us about what he's been up to since last week.
What I've been up to since last week?
I don't know. That's why I asked.
Well, for about a month now, I had was planning this Halloween party for last Friday, and then I got everything ready. As of noon that day, there were supposed to be 9 people coming.
Uh-huh.
I set up the entire house, sitting there in costume, and no one showed up.
Oh, buddy.
The death toll is coming.
Oh, no.
I basically felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's one's going to go down in the books as the stories I tell my kids when... like, things go bad in their lives, just be like, you know what? Like, this is what happened in my life. So I'm not 2 in that book now. And then I did the Pledge Drive show, and that was about it.
Well, see, and I was gonna say that your partygoer's loss was our gain.
Yeah,
because
it was.
We got to reap all of those delicious rewards and treats.
True.
And snacks.
I spent over $80 on food.
Oh, buddy.
And I ate all of it.
And I brought it to the Pledge Drive show, and us... KGRG folks devoured it all.
I ate like a million cupcakes that day.
Good.
Yeah.
A million, I mean one.
And that's it for me.
That's awesome. Oh, man. So, we continue. How about you, Wednesday? What you been up to?
Studying, because every college kid has to, I guess, do that at some point. And, I went to Safe and Sound.
I was going to say, I didn't see you at the Pledge Drive
concert. I had previous commitments that I couldn't get out of, so that was fun.
What is Safe and Sound?
It's a rave.
Oh, cool. Did you dress up?
Sort of. It was just like a simple outfit, not like something super crazy.
Oh, okay.
But...
I get the feeling that not as super crazy was...
It still means pretty buck wild.
Exactly. I'm imagining pacifiers and glow sticks.
I had glow sticks. I had candy, like the bracelets, but I wasn't like half naked.
I was going to say half naked.
That's great.
No.
Did they have boots and cats?
No.
And boots and cats and boots and cats.
And boots and cats.
And boots and cats.
No, they had some amazing bass drops, though, so it was worth it.
Boom!
Thank you, Trevor.
KGRG Ghost in the background. Dropping the bass.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, see, I've never had the opportunity. Well, no, I've had the opportunity. I haven't had the occasion to go to an actual rave myself. And I'm way past pull date for something like that now. But I had friends of mine growing up that were into kind of like rave culture, and it was just, it was a lot. I remember like a buddy of mine had like this it looked like a freaking Nintendo Power Glove with like lights on. He's like,
oh, gloving? Yeah.
He's like, go do a light show from you.
Those
and I'm
are
like,
so fun.
And I'm
to
like,
watch.
You can keep that nonsense. I was a total.
There's old people that go to these things.
Oh
so
my God. I have no doubt.
I've only been to one rave, and it was at an anime convention, and I thought it was pretty lame. I only stayed there for 10 minutes. And then as I was walking out, the Pokemon theme song started happening, and then like the bass dropped really hard, and I said, okay, I'll go back. And then I danced for maybe 5 more minutes, and it's like, it's time for a hotel room party.
I was gonna say that actually sounds kind of dope.
It was dope for all of 20 minutes, and I'm like, I'm sweaty and I want to go home. Like,
indeed.
Oh man.
What are you ding-a-lings doing? Why are you making?
He's breaking Batman.
Why are you making Batman do those things? If only I had my phone. I'll get my phone and like we'll do some Instagrams of trying to stand up a Batman action figure.
Oh,
there he goes. We're trying to stand up Batman on top of the control board, and it's just not working. It's just
he
not,
can't DJ.
You know what? he sure can murder people though. Because it's the Batman v Superman version. You know, the one that just like you know machine guns people because that's a thing that Batman does.
I guess so.
Whatever. So how about you, Mickey? How you doing?
So, Mike, I adulted a bunch last week.
Oh, man. Yeah, you sure did.
It was a lot. I was like, man, I need to stop being an adult for a while. But here I am, adulting more. So, over the weekend, I mostly did KGRG stuff. I was at the Haunted Forest, and you will catch me next Friday as well with Taylor.
Yeah, buddy.
Doing the Haunted Forest as well. And I hear it's going to be extra spooky this weekend, so that's great. And then after doing a bunch of KGRG stuff, I'm like, you know what? It's time to hang out with myself and also my best sibling, Mitch. And so Mitch and I went and got some dim sum. I was like, give me some dim more. Because I love the dumplings. And like the little place I go to, it's called Lucky House.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. It's like a little mom and pop place.
Please continue.
It's like a little mom and pop place, and they just sit at tables and they prepare like green, like really fresh looking green beans, or like they're chopping things up and they're just chit chatting. It's so great because it's just such a big family atmosphere, and they're always really, really nice. And the lady there was so surprised I brought my own chopsticks. She was like, oh, you brought your own chopsticks. There was a couple here that used to do that, and their chopsticks were made of elephant teeth. She meant ivory. They brought ivory chopsticks before they were illegal to buy.
Even so, though. Oh, buddy.
I know. And I was like, whoa. But my chopsticks are made of silver, and I brought them because their chopsticks are too damn big.
Oh, all
at
right.
At least we know that Mickey's not a werewolf.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Or a
poacher.
I am a wild dog, though.
True.
Too funny.
So, Mike.
Yes.
I want to hear all about your weekend and all that you have to say.
All right.
You know, the death toll is catastrophic.
The death toll is catastrophic.
Makes me sad.
All right, so.
Who died?
Yeah. bunches of folks, but we'll get to those in just a sec. So, working backwards, on Sunday, I had the occasion to watch the foosball game.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, my dad was yelling a lot, so I don't know how that went.
If you're a fan of ties, it went great.
Sports.
I'm sweating thinking about it.
So
this is like a sauna.
so this is why Americans aren't into soccer, because I cannot abide a tie. But I tell you, with as terribly as both of those teams played, neither of them deserved to win. But I do have some fun facts for you. So I'm talking about the Seahawks game where your Seattle Seahawks took on my girl Dave's Arizona Cardinals. And you know what? Neither of us could throw shade at each other because, nobody was... nobody was really especially good
Isn't
on that
really
one.
Isn't it really early in the season?
We're kind of like in towards midway.
Yeah. Midway.
Okay.
All the teams are unpredictable.
One sec. Never mind. We'll do that later. But anyway, so I had some interesting facts about the game. This was the first NFL game that ended in a tie since 2014.
Really?
So it's been 2 years since we've had a tie, and that tie was 37-37.
Whoa. Isn't that a lot?
That's a lot.
Cool.
I knew that. It was also the first tie in Seahawks history. Yep. I didn't realize that until after I saw that. And it was also the first tie in NFL history where no touchdowns were scored.
Wait, how can they get no touchdowns? Isn't that like...
Field goals.
Oh.
We just played that game with just field goals.
Yeah, so at the end of the game, just to break it down real simple, like at the end of the game, it was 3 points against 3 points.
Oh.
And then we played overtime, and then their field goal guy got 3 more points. We got the ball back, and we got 3 more points, making it 6-6. So then,
75 minutes of overtime.
75 minutes of overtime.
Oh my God.
And I'm like way tired at this point. I'm like, I got to get up in the morning. I got class. And so anyway, so then their field goal guy goes for another kick, misses.
You missed.
Yep. Then... And he's looking like Charlie Brown on I mean, it's so bad. I could practically hear it. It was so bad. It was just...
Oh, buddy.
And then, so then, our field goal guy, Corey Senpai Steven Hauschka decides
really?
To... Yeah, he's into that dude for some reason.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know. But anyway, so our field goal guy goes down to the end of the field and he tries for a field goal and misses.
Oh. Wow.
So the game ends in a 6-6 tie.
Do you and I learn from this experience? I don't know sports and I don't want to know sports because it sounds really boring.
And also sad.
I'm here for the snacks, though. Like, I'll chill.
Dope.
I'll chill and play on my phone, though. Like,
all right. So enough foosball. We'll get back into the weekend roundup. I had the opportunity to, Mrs. Mad and I went to the movies. We went to go see The Accountant.
How was that?
It's good.
Is there a lot of filing?
I liked it a lot. The action was really good. Had probably one of like the coolest deaths I've seen in a movie in a while. I'm not going to spoil it, but Ben Affleck's accountant takes out a dude in a way I haven't seen before, and I'm like, good on you. That's awesome. Okay. So, what else? So regarding The Accountant, head over to KGRG.com and read Movie Guy's Joe review of the movie.
Oh.
He also has new reviews for a couple other movies
cool.
that went up last week. And speaking of the all-new KGRG.com, the new website went live last week. So I'm very excited about that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll find out about the death toll
in just a hot minute.
At some other time. So here is Don't Call Me Baby by Sheer Mag. Brand new music ad from the KGRGFM music department. And that has been the weekend roundup on 89.9 KGRGFM. Hey, you want Haunted Forest tickets? Call us up. 253-833-5004 right now. We will be right back.
The death toll is catastrophic.
Oh, buddy.
89.9 KGRG FM. And, so it is time once again for the... Oh, I'm turning down the wrong one.
Ruh-roh.
I'm all like turning down the slider
You're
thing.
You're like, the sad is too
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, it's so much. It's just not happening for me. But I do have some sad news to report. I've had originally this was just going to be one sad passing, but now it has become two. So
the death toll is catastrophic.
Oh,
the death toll is catastrophic.
Say one for each. So. Aww. All right, so I am going to play for you a little bit of music. One of them that has passed is a musician that whose music I actually really enjoyed when I grew up, and the other one is a comic book artist that we'll be talking about in just a sec. But I'm going to bring up some music here, and I want to see if you can identify what I'm playing for you.
Okay. Oh, I know
Trevor's
it.
With it.
I know it.
We're just going to let this play for a sec.
I know this.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So you spin me right round.
Yep, yep.
I remember because I used to have this, what is it called? A karaoke machine.
Okay.
At home. And I only had two games on it. And one was pop from like early 2000s and one was the 80s. And this was my favorite song to sing.
Oh, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, this is my absolute favorite.
It's a fun song.
And the video is great.
Oh, the video is great with them being all wrapped around and all that.
And his hair.
He's got the hair and the eye patch everything. But
That's A-plus material.
But unfortunately, I am sad to report that...
No.
Oh, just as the chorus kicks in. Oh, man.
Were you a new waiver?
Briefly, kind of. Well, I was a baby new waver. I wasn't old enough to, you know, really have much taste of anything. I just knew that I liked it. So, like, you know, as I'm driving around with my aunt, as she's listening to whatever top 40 is going on, I'm just like in my little car seat, just bebopping. Well, car seat, nothing. I was old enough to not be in a car seat. It was the 80s. Kids weren't sitting in car seats. Anyway, all right, I gotta put that down, otherwise I'm gonna get distracted more. But this from Rolling Stone. Unfortunately, we're sad to report that Pete Burns of Dead or Alive, the singer, is dead at 57.
No.
Eccentric and androgynous singer. He sang 80s hits like You Spin Me Round Like a Record and Brand New Lover. Pete Burns, lead singer of the 80s goth new wave band Dead or Alive and their smash You Spin Me Round, died Sunday after suffering cardiac arrest, his management said Monday. I just found out about this today, just an hour or so before we got on the air here. He was 57 years old. So
that's really young.
Yeah. Quote, "It is with the greatest sadness that we have to break the tragic news that our beloved Pete Burns of Dead or Alive died suddenly yesterday of a massive cardiac arrest," Burns's Facebook alerted fans. "All of his family and friends are devastated by the loss of our special star," the message read. "He was a true visionary, a beautiful, talented soul, and he will be missed by all who loved and appreciated everything he was and all of the wonderful memories he has left us with." Boy George, who weathered comparisons both mentally and stylistically to Burns back in the day, tweeted of the Dead or Alive singer, quote, "Tearful about the passing of Pete Burns. He was one of our great true eccentrics and such a big part of my life!" Exclamation point. Wow, hard to believe. So, yeah. So, Pete Burns, singer of Dead or Alive, dead at 57.
The death toll is catastrophic.
So, we move on to this... This hit me really hard over the weekend, and this is actually what I was originally fixing to talk about, and then I saw, oh my god, Pete Burns too, 2016. Stop.
Too much.
Yep. So Steve Dillon, the co-creator of Preacher, has passed away, a noted comic book artist. So I found an article from thenerdist.com, and it was written by, his name is Benjamin Bailey, and I'm going to read some of it because, well, quite frankly, it's pretty much exactly what I would say. He just writes it a little more eloquently. So these are his words, not mine, but basically what I would have written. The news that comic artist Steve Dillon had died hit social media Saturday morning. Dillon, popularly known as the co-creator of the comic series and AMC television show Preacher, was a beloved icon in the comic book industry. You'd be hard-pressed to find any one working in comics today who would have labeled the man anything other than a great guy. The cause of death is currently unknown, but Dillon was working up until his passing. He was the artist on the current run of The Punisher at Marvel Comics, and doing some of the best work of his career. Awesome book. Steve Dillon's impact on comic books cannot be understated. Along with writer and frequent collaborator Garth Ennis, Dillon changed the comic book medium for the better. With runs on The Punisher, Hellblazer, and Preacher, he helped usher in the modern era of comics. In an era of bombastic, over-the-top art, Dillon was calm, smooth, and precise. He was a storyteller through and through. Personally, Steve Dillon is one of my favorite comic artists. I grew up reading comic books in the 90s, in the era of excess when comics were insane and chaotic, oftentimes difficult to read and poorly structured in favor of explosive styling. Many of my favorite comics had erratic shipping schedules at best. That's being generous. Then I discovered a comic book called Preacher, and everything changed. Dillon's art was perfectly structured and helped lead the reader through the book. Reading Preacher was like coming up for air, and it showed me what a well-crafted comic book should look like. It was also the first mature comic I ever read and helped shape my taste for years to come. Aside from his brilliant work on Preacher, Dillon is widely known for helping reinvent the Punisher.
Wow.
When Ennis and Dillon took over the character, they stripped him down and turned the book into a bleak and violent epic. They injected humor and wit into the Punisher's world, but ramped up the action and brutality. Their run helped save Marvel Comics at... I'm losing my article here. Just one second. I was scrolling too fast. Stand by. Where was it? Okay, yeah. So they injected... their run helped save Marvel Comics in a time when it was on the verge of collapse. Marvel was facing bankruptcy at that time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Steve Dillon's art helped birth a whole new world of comic books and quite literally changed the medium. I've only ever purchased one high-end statue based on a comic book character. It's a rendering of Dillon's Punisher. I spent a small fortune on it. Steve Dillon meant a lot to me. In many ways, his work taught me what comic books should look like.
Hmm.
His work on Preacher and Punisher changed me from a comic book collector into a comic book reader. To an entire generation of readers, he is the standard we measure other creators against. The world of comic books won't be the same without Steve Dillon. He was one of the greats, no doubt about it.
Wow.
The death toll is catastrophic.
I have
really
that statue.
Powerful. Do that, you really?
Yeah, that one he's referring to, I have that.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so like I said, when I read this article, it's like he's either speaking to me or I wrote it, or he was challenging me, channeling me, basically. It was really quite eerie. So anyway, yeah, again, no cause of death currently. There's a lot we don't know. But yeah, one of the great ones, and, really, really kind of a bummer. And you know, it seems like we have occasions like this every few months, and 2016 just needs to stop it.
Definitely.
You know, go home. You've had enough.
This is too much.
You've had enough. All right. Well, after the break, we are going to come back and talk about our 2016 fall pledge drive, which happened this last Saturday right here on Green River College campus. We're going to talk of some of our favorite memories and kind of how that show went as we get ramped up and geared up for our 2016 fall pledge drive, which you'll have the opportunity to be able to contribute and help us out here at the station. But before we do any of that...
What?
Hey, guess what?
What?
The phone lines are open. You want to win tickets to go see the sold-out show of NOFX?
Whoa.
Thursday, November 3rd at Showbox Soto. NOFX is going to be playing along with Pairs and Useless ID. That show, again, is sold out.
Oh.
Very nice, Kevin. Thank you. Anyway... call me up, 253-833-5004. You and a friend will be off to see NOFX. And since we heart you guys so much, we will also give you a pair of tickets to Haunted Forest of Maple Valley coming up on their last weekend And since I'm especially generous, because it's going to be the weekend after the No Effect show,
yeah,
I'll toss in Jet City Comic Show.
Oh, nice.
Boom.
So, yeah, so you call me up right now, 253-833-5004. You get three fat prizes from the Mamad prize drawer.
You're such a good guy.
Aw. Well, we do it for you. We do it for our listeners.
For me?
No, not you. You listening to the radio. It's the power of you, you. All right. This is Mike and Mickey After Dark on 89.9 KGRG FM. More of today's rock right after this. Stick around.
If you want to listen to today's rock in HD, then stay tuned in to KGRG 89.9 FM.
Be a part of a Northwest tradition this Thanksgiving weekend. Join the Seattle Children's Kids Marathon on Saturday, November 26th at 10 a.m., as well as the American Insurance Seattle Marathon and Half Marathon on Sunday, November 29th at 7:15 a.m. Both are located at the Seattle Center. For more information, to volunteer, or to see the course maps and affected neighborhoods, go to www.seattlemarathon.org or call 206-729-3660.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Let me get a pumpkin spice latte.
I was really nervous to meet you.
Oh, I'd be nervous to meet me too.
So, what kind of music do you like?
Oh, you know, T-Swift, Katy Perry, Rihanna, the girls.
Have you heard of Uncommon Chords? It's an indie rock show on KGRG.
Oh, LOL.
Here's your latte. Did I hear you say something about Uncommon Chords?
Yeah, you know it.
I listen every Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m.
You want to get out of here?
Yeah, I get off in 5 minutes.
Whatever.
We here at KGRG invite you to visit the Haunted Forest of Maple Valley, an eerie outdoor haunted attraction where your fears come to life. This nonprofit community event is a mile-long haunted trail designed to scare the hell out of you during the Halloween season. The proceeds of this spooky event go towards supporting local youth groups. On Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m., there is a toned-down version called the Family Walk for younger or more easily frightened guests. For information on tickets and more, you can visit hauntedforestofmaplevalley.com. That is hauntedforestofmaplevalley.com. The Haunted Forest is at Royal Arch Park, October 1st through the 29th, so come get scared.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back! No! No!
If you like what you've heard, go to Twitter and follow us at KGRGFM and become one of us.
One of us. One of us.
One of us.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, Mike and Mickey After Dark.
Woo.
And we're going to talk about the Palette Drive show.
Yay.
That happened just this last weekend.
Whoop,
whoop. Woo. It was awesome. I'm going to say that right off the bat. It was a really, really fantastic show. Do you guys want to hear about the lineup?
Yes. Sure.
No.
Taylor.
No,
yeah, because you weren't even there, homie.
I'm sorry.
Taylor, I thought that you would want to hear the most because you weren't even there.
Yes, right? I want to hear it. I want to hear all the beautiful words you
Come
have to
on,
say.
Come on, buddy. All right, so we had Southworth, Acid Teeth, Marsalis, Stolen Society doing an acoustic set, which was really, really cool, actually. I wasn't expecting that. And we had Blue Helix, and all of them killed it. I mean, seriously, it was a fantastic show. This happened last Saturday on campus at the new Student Union building.
Woo!
The small woos of Mike.
Dude, I love the Mel Lindblom Student Union building. I mean, it's bright, it's clean. The
yeah.
stage was really, really cool.
It's
like,
really open.
Yeah, they were doing some cool stuff with the lighting and
oh yeah.
And yeah, no, it was dope. And home of the Gator Grill. Home of those
onion rings.
Delicious onion rings that I enjoy so very much.
I know. Hunter and I went there earlier because I wanted something to eat, and he's like, you should get 8 orders of onion rings.
Just to see what he would say.
He wasn't looking at me when I came up. It was
I know, ooh. we had to get his attention.
Is it the same dude?
It yeah. is the same guy.
He knew you were coming.
Oh my gosh.
He's just like stabbing stuff.
That is
anyway.
Amazing.
Enough about onion rings and the guy who hates me at the Gator Grill.
he hates you too?
I think he hates all the radio kids.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I mean, like, I thought this started with me, but I could be mistaken.
It was all of us. Nice. I was the one who told you about the onion rings. Anyway, we had the pledge drive show, and it was awesome. And we also did a really sweet ticket giveaway at the concert between, I think it was right after Blue Helix. I think that was because we had such a small, tight-knit group of people there. Like, it wasn't a huge show, but the people there were all really cool with each other. And it was great. Hunter, I'm sure that you loved it the most, didn't
you? Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, you went into the crowd and you crowd surfed. Oh, yeah.
I don't think there was enough people to crowd surf, but, no. like, I felt it. I was, like, metaphysically, like, crowd surfing over the people.
Incredible. And, Mike, what did you think of the show?
I liked it quite a bit. Highlight for me was Acid Teeth. They were great.
I saw him doing the mic during that.
I was doing the mic. It was great because, like, I mean, it was classic 80s, 90s punk. You know, kind of the type of music you would ride a skateboard to. You know, it was just, T2 and I were kind of bobbing our heads together during their set. And yeah, it was just a really classic throwback type old school punk. It was right up my alley. I really enjoyed them.
So, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed the show as well. I didn't get to hear a lot of it because I was out there giving away or selling tickets to folks. And I was the one, like, putting wristbands on people. So I just kind of heard it from outside the building. But, man, I was there for it. I wish I could have gone in and moshed.
Was your hands a little cold?
You know, my entire being was cold. But that's okay. Because I had a fantastic time. And I got to hang out with all my KGRG buds and all the cool people who listened to us.
Yeah.
We met a cool guy named, I think his name was, wasn't it like Robbie?
We'll go with that.
I don't know. He was really, really nice.
And yeah, he was awesome.
He was a character.
Well, and thanks to everybody that made it out to support what we do, support the bands that we support. It was awesome. We met a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's always cool to put faces with our listeners.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
to when listeners come up and say, I like what you do. And it's just an amazing feeling. And I don't know about you guys, but that's part of the reason why I'm in radio, just to have that connection with the audience. And, you know, when you're partying with your audience, it's very satisfying.
Definitely.
It was great.
Nobody asked me for my autograph, which I was a little disappointed about.
Because they didn't know that you were Alias Mouse Rat.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Or Audible Sniff.
DJ so... Audible Sniff.
So, Mike, you said that you really, really liked Acid Teeth.
Sure did.
Boy, howdy, do I have something for you.
Oh, really? What you got, homie?
I got some Acid Teeth for you.
You got something off that CD I bought?
Yeah. I mean, it's not
a
surprise anymore.
Yeah.
Because you're the one who bought it and everything. So, we're going to be playing, is it Skate and Destroy?
Sure is.
Hell yeah.
It's great.
So, coming up next is Skate and Destroy by Acid Teeth. Only on KGRG, A9.9 FM.
Dude.
Man.
Bruh.
KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sunrise Taps, 89.3 FM. You're listening to Today's Rock.